Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Why Monitor podcast, The Front Page, a podcast that gives you insight on popular participation and social accountability issues in Nigeria. In this episode, Temilade Alonge speaks with Oluomo of Debi and Kunle Lawal on the continuous voter registration and imaging issues. Sit back and enjoy.
Today we are going to be discussing some other part of it, that when people are ready to have or their PVC, that's their permanent voter's card, what about issues compounding around getting it? When people go there and they are unable to get it, if they go there and they will perhaps want to have, they have issues with inquiries, they have issues with migration, they migrated from one state to the other, or maybe individuals that are in this space are not even attending to them, which is one of the reasons why we are discussing this today. We have had issues whereby there is an emergency, or maybe they are not available at that point in time, or they fix a date for people and then you hear, oh, this is the number of people that are here, this is the number of accreditations that we are going to be doing, which means that you cannot get your PVC here. So this emerging issues is one of the things that led to this question today. And to be candid, 2023 election is at the snap of our fingers. We snap our fingers, we are in the new year, we snap our fingers, election is here. What are we doing and how are we going to combat or attend to this issue today? Which is why we're here. I would give you the mic to Kunle Lawal to discuss what to think about this first before we ask questions. Kunle, please.
So, good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. One of the first things I would say is the emerging issues, of course, we are a developing country. The things that happen that shouldn't happen in trying to get your PVC. But you know what? I want to hold this conversation more personal. So I'll speak from a more simplistic point of view. So yes, there are emerging issues, but there are always issues, right? Developing country. One thing we need to critically understand is that Nigeria is a great nation and it could be great. And if you do not participate in elections, you can as well not even call yourself a Nigerian. Nigeria is ready to go to the end of the world to get their international passports because they are interested in jackpotting. But jackpot is less important than who actually rules your home country, because who leads your home country, you would always be a Nigerian. Now to the issues. Yes, a lot of people and emerging issues, because the Electoral College Nigeria does a lot of work with INEC, and we also understand that the prevalent issues are people trying to move. It's easier to get a new PVC than people trying to move. Now, people trying to move, the mistakes there as people trying to move try to request for new PVCs. I think about this accounted for about close to 400 or close to 400 and something thousand PVCs in this default. Now, these are issues which I think would be based more not on INEC's parameters, but basically on the political education of most Nigerians. So they just think, I'm in a new state, I should get a new PVC. And that's not the way forward. But understanding, yes, I would also say INEC 2 is not up to 65% ready for the inflow of new PVCs, which Nigerians are applying to, and I'd like to thank Nigerians for that. They're a little bit more concerned with their politics right now. Looking at everything from a helicopter perspective, I think if we were ready to do more, INEC will be ready to do more. And that's the position. So the Electoral College has started a few drives. We had one in collaboration with a few people in Jos. And, you know, get your PVC. It was a PVC party. Try to get your PVC. And turnout was kind of low. And for me, you can't blame INEC for that. So for those that have registered, yes, you can blame INEC for incapabilities in trying to register, location, time giving, whatever. But if you looked at it as a civic right, you see it a lot different. And you see it as something that makes you Nigerian, being part of a process that actually could change the face of your country. Thank you.
Thank you, Kunle. That was very explanatory and expository at the same time. We really appreciate that. Okay, so Oluoma, what do you think about the emerging issues in continuous voters registration at the moment?
Yeah, thank you very much, Inde, for that tech. Also, thank you very much, Mr. Kunle, for the wonderful submission. I think, first and foremost, I mean, we need to understand that power begins with voter registration as Nigerians. So the power is in your hands. That's the, I'd like to be my first point. I mean, to make a difference in the long term, I mean, we must all be sort of engaged in a formal political process and have a say in the formulating today's and tomorrow, and of course, the future politics and policies in our country, Nigeria. I mean, we all see what's happening lately, Mr. Peter believing PDP and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot at stake. And so everybody needs to get your belt, I mean, put your belts on, sit down, because, I mean, the next presidential election is going to be 25th of February 2023. I think 11th of March, we're going to have the governorship election. So we have a long ride to go. But the key is there is, are we ready as Nigerians to make the right decisions? And of course, participate in the political process for the future of our country. The electoral register in Nigeria, I think, now contains obviously more than 85 million people. So, I mean, we also need have a lot of time to patient to understand that, hey, what's the next step we're going? So next year, Nigerians will be called upon to elect a new president and parliament. I mean, state parliament, governorship election, like I said earlier before, I think they take about 2 weeks difference. So we have a long way to go. First and foremost, I think some of the margin issues I've always believed has happened, and as much as I think Mr. Kunle also talking about INEC is not doing enough, so many things, and sometimes I ask myself, you know, you hear maybe 2 weeks to the election and then INEC is telling us these things that you'd have thought they should have been known for over 4 years ago, you understand? So first and foremost, inadequate members of staff or inefficient staffs. I mean, the personnel required to ensure the success of this exercise is very, very important, because without them, they will follow in their footsteps. So when we get there, the staffs are the first people who we're going to see who are representing INEC. So in most cases, I mean, you could say it's been observed that electoral bodies, I mean, does not have the required personnel to carry out voters registration. So that's one of the biggest problems, in my opinion, for some of the emerging issues when it comes to voting. What's it called, registrations. I mean, presently, the number of INEC staff involved in the registration process is highly inadequate. I mean, and many more people have to be recruited to ensure the success of the exercise. You look at a country like Nigeria, for example, that we have over 200 million people, and the number of staff INEC that involved in registry for the, what's it called, the process is not good enough, in my own opinion. And as much as we want to put our beliefs in INEC, INEC also has to do better. My second point will be inadequate registration centers. You know, a major problem facing the registration exercise or the inadequate registration centers. I mean, presently, the registration exercise is carried out in local government councils, which also pose a problem. I mean, most of the people who live far away from local governments, councils are unable to register for their voters' card, and therefore, you know, people lose interest, you know. So all these things also have to get better. Of course, I mean, every time we have an election in our society, there's always inefficient and manufacturing machines from INEC, which is very disturbing. I mean, we have a lot of money budget for INEC every year. I mean, sorry, every election period. And, you know, you actually saw, I mean, are they not testing this machine to make sure if you're going to have an election by February next year, at least by November, they should have make sure the machines are working. Do they have the right signals? You know, have they gone to local government where they're going to put the isolation voting booths? Are they tested to make sure all these machines are working? Because you don't want election day people to come and then, oh, the machine is not working, there's no signal. You know, all these things will put people off, maybe like it or not. So one of the major complaints by prospective voters is that the machines available are not enough to ensure that obviously the process goes without a hitch. We shouldn't be having no hitch in 2000, and I mean, in a modernized world living now. So where very sufficient, then most likely they're gonna be malfunctioned. Before you know it, the hitches will happen. We hear one story to the other. Before you start knowing, there's rigging of elections. So INEC should try to make sure they avoid any excuses. So INEC also has to play their parts. when it comes to voter registration. They have to play their part. So, I mean, such problems ensure that prospective voters wait in long queues in order to get registered, and at the end of the day, have nothing to show for the stress. So a good number of people leave, which is normal. I'm not going to go to a place and then I'm sitting in the queue for so long and then I've not been attended, and then not them to come out the next day. So it is a very unlikely, because I also lose that interest myself, and again, before you know it, they've lost a lot of people. Another problem I think we have as well when computer research is that a lot of people fail to collect their printed PVCs. This is also a citizen. That's what I said earlier on, that power belongs to the people. So when you apply for a PVC, make sure you get a PVC, because at the end of the day, you have the power. You can't come back here and tell us, oh, start complaining about bad governance in our society. Well, you've done your homework yourself. You also have the right to vote, because these leaders didn't just come overnight. We elect them. So that means that me and you will decide to elect this person. So everybody has to play their role. So while we complain that they have not been captured, a lot of people have also not collected their PVCs. I mean, when you visit to most registration centers, would reveal that a lot of PVCs have not been picked up, understand? Even 2019, I think Alex had about 84.5 million voters. So there was about, I mean, President Muhammadu Buhari was re-elected with about 15.2 million people, which in my own opinion, is inadequate. It was not even a majority for a country like Nigeria. And then I think the opposition member, Mr. Tikuba Abubakar, had about 11 million votes. And other political parties altogether about 29 million. So that tells us about 55 million people did not vote in 2019 who are registered to vote. I mean, did the 55 million people not pick up their PVCs, or did they move and they couldn't transfer? So, I mean, it would be nice for us to have a more clear data from INEC to say exactly what happened in 2019. So we could also learn from it. But definitely, 55 million people that registered to vote without PVCs and they didn't vote whatever happened is a big, big letdown from us, the citizens, as Nigerians. Because for us to have good governance, that means that we all have to come on board and make those right decisions to elect the right people to move us forward. And for that to happen, we need to have our PVCs and get things right. I think I'm going to give the mic now for someone else to speak live. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Oluwamo. That was quite mind-opening, I must say. So, I want to relate this case study. And then I would like whatever to please discuss on this particularly. A lot of people are migrating from one state to the other.